Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to go to the next level? Tell me, are you ready to go?
All right, good evening, listeners. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the meeting in the ladies' room, the WAMRDB. This is the Fly, the Monica Fly, with the producer in the house, Karima. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a hot guest because it's going to be the hot show tonight. It's the one and only Mr. Mario Coleman, Next Level, in the house. How are you, Mr. Mario?
I'm doing fine, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful, doing wonderful, enjoying the beautiful weather today in Minnesota. How's the weather? Where are you at and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee, and it was up in the 90s today. Thank God for the AC in the car, man, because I would have melted, you know. So, yeah, it was a scorcher out here. It's been a scorcher the last couple of days, but, you know, I'm thankful for it, you know. You have to kind of get out, wash the car, you know, do some guy stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's not quite 90 here today, but it was beautiful. I'm glad to take, I was up north with my son, getting him ready for college, mm-hmm. and the weather was just beautiful. And just to get away from the city, be out in the country, to hear the birds and the trees and the animals, oh, man, it was just beautiful. Just a beautiful day for me today.
That's good. Glad to hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tonight, and Mr. Next Level, I'm going to call you Next Level if that's okay with you. Ladies,
absolutely.
You're listening. Listeners, are you listening? The piece that was played before the promo commercial that I did, what was the name of that piece that was just played just a moment ago?
That was called The Next Level. That's my new theme song. You know, I don't want everybody to be so out there. I wrote a song about myself, but, you know, it. I just felt that I needed something to kind of set the whole thing off. And then actually, too, as you listen to the song, it's really talking about a relationship with, you know, a woman that's kind of been misunderstood, you know, and I understand her, or the next level, or the, you know, it's about an individual who does understand her and appreciates her, and is and respects her for all she is, and all he wants to know is, hey, do you want to take it to the next level? Are you ready to go? You know, so yeah. So, you know, that, you know, it kind of plays into, you know, my thing of relationships, of admiration for women, and then, you know, my brand, The Next Level. You know, I had to kind of mix them in there all together.
That's right. Okay, well, I'm feeling that. I didn't get to hear it all as of yet, but I can't wait to hear it all.
It's hot. I can't wait to do that live. I cannot wait to do that one live. I got a whole thing going on in my head about that.
In case listeners, you didn't know, we, Mr. Next Level and I, we did a show in Covington, Georgia. I believe it was back in November, I believe it was, for the Hurricane Hurricane Simon Relief Project. And telling you, this gentleman here, ladies and gentlemen, he brings it. He brings it. And that's what we need. We need, as ladies, to feel appreciated, want to feel appreciated. And I'm loving what you do, brother. I'm loving it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you know, I just, it's just so easy to remain in this frame of mind, considering all the women that I've been exposed to, you know, my aunts, my mom, my aunts, my grandmother. I've just really been surrounded by some really strong, incredible women who have given me the blueprint and the point of reference of what to look for in a woman, you know, moving forward into my adult life. Not only that, but how to treat women in general who carry themselves in a certain way, you know, being able to recognize that instead of categorizing them or objectifying them in a negative way. Well, you know, this is how they all are, and that's not it. So I'm just really appreciative, like I said, that I had that point of reference and that, you know, the Creator has given me the words to be able to express myself in the way I have to show, you know, the queens the admiration that they deserve.
Okay, yes, we do, and we greatly appreciate it. So I want to ask a few personal questions, not too personal.
You can ask me anything you want to, Dee.
First of all, we want to know, where are you born and raised from? Where are you from, and what's your sign, and what's your birthday?
Okay, I am originally from Chicago, Illinois. I stayed there till I was like about 15 years old, and I had to kind of get out of town. I am a Gemini, and I was born on June the 7th. I share the same birthday as the master, Prince. You know what I mean? I've always been pretty proud of that, but yeah. June the 7th, that's my birth. I think he was a year older than me. He was in 58, I was in 59.
Wow, that is wonderful. That is definitely wonderful there. And to be able to share his birthday, and maybe that's why you have so many of these qualities that you have. I mean, not only are you a writer, but you also produce your own music as well. And I just think that's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. A lot of the artists that does spoken word, and I don't really consider it all, you know, say it's spoken word, but then you also sing too. You know, mm-hmm. You write, you produce your own material as well as mix and master it. I mean, it's just like, that's just phenomenal.
Well, you know, I've just been real big on being self-contained, not because out of arrogance, but out of survival. You know what I mean? There's just been times where I was left there to fend for myself. So instead of giving up, I was just, you know, I just did the research and found out, well, what do I need to do to sustain this? You know, what do I need to do to become even more effective and better? You know, hence the name, The Next Level. So for me, it was all about being able to continue my journey and creatively, or in whatever direction I was going in. And, you know, and it goes back to what my mom always said. Whenever I, as a young kid, when I always asked my mom, could I do something, she never told me I couldn't do it. She would just go out and buy me a book. So whatever it is you want to find out, son, here's a book. Read it, study it. So that just instilled in me the desire that, you know, anything I want to do, I just need to find the resources. The information is out there. I just need to find it, apply it, and, you know, become proficient as I can become at it. And that lesson has stuck with me. And this is pretty much, I guess, why I've become kind of like a self-contained entity, because whatever I wanted to know or whatever I wanted to find out, I just got out there, bought books, did the research, applied the you know, the information, and just did the best I could do with it. And, you know what I mean? It just kind of blossomed into this. And I'm, you know, I'm really, 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 creativity is my first love in all forms. So I guess it was just natural that I would move along this path of entertainment, because it's just always something that I've enjoyed. You know what I mean? Even when I was just listening to records back in the day, I was just drawn to the whole vibe of music, creating, writing, and just kind of like getting lost in what was created by other artists.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I wanted to know, like, basically, like, who was your favorite artist? Or sometimes, well, I can't really say your favorite artist, because as myself, I have many artists that I like, but who are your influences, would you say?
Well, I would say I'm old, so my influences kind of moved in times, but I can tell you, I remember when there were certain shifts, you know, in music. Like, I remember when James Brown moved into, you know, into R&B, funk, or into soul, you know what I mean? And I remember just really, like, just being captivated by his whole vibe. You know, I actually got a chance to see him perform live. I mean, like, back in the 60s, you know, the old Regal Theater, which in Chicago was the equivalent of the Apollo. And it was, like, mesmerizing. It was like this guy wasn't even human. This was before The Matrix and all of that. I just could not believe a human being could move like that and just do his thing, you know what I mean? So definitely James. And then as time went on, you know, I found myself, of course, you know, I was getting into women and different things like that, and I always liked to write letters and to them. And I guess that was the precursor of me moving into poetry. So from there, it became like Marvin Gaye, Barry White. But then this guy named Prince dropped this album called For You. Now, I'm going to tell you something. From my perspective.
That's my album.
Yeah. And I think what it was, you know, at that point in time when he kind of first came out, you know, the Ohio Players, Earth, Wind & Fire, all these cats were hot. So Prince was coming from a different direction. But if you listen to his first album, he was doing the same thing. It just took time for everybody else to catch up to what Prince was doing. You know what I mean? And you know that on his first album, I think it was CBS or whoever he was, whatever label he was on, they commissioned Maurice White to produce his first album. But Prince turned them down. He said, "Nah, I want to do my own album." And they were like, "Who is this guy?" You know, at that time, you know, Maurice White was hot. You know what I mean? And Prince was like, "Nah, I'm going to pass, man. I'm going to do my own thing." And so, when he dropped that, I was like, I kept my eye on Prince. You know what I mean? And then I found out he was playing all his instruments. So by the time he did, you know, what, it was like Dirty Mind and then, you know, Purple Rain. But like I said, if you listen to all this stuff, Purple Rain, just the movie put him out there. But the music, he had been doing that. You know, like I said,
Thank
the rest
you.
Of
he
the
was
world
already
caught
there.
Up with it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And definitely Prince, because he was just, he was basically doing what Stevie was doing, you know what I mean? But on a whole different level, because Stevie played all his instruments and stuff like that, and a lot of his songs. So, yeah, that, and then, you know, there's a couple jazz cats that I was really feeling, like Grover Washington, what's the name of that song?
Mr. Magic.
Yeah,
Mr. Magic.
And
Black
then,
Fox on that album.
Right, and then George Benson, Breezin', Ronnie Laws, Friends and Strangers. So I just found myself drawn to that whole smooth jazz vibe too, you know, kind of around the same time as I was, you know, doing the Ohio Players and the Barquets and Confunction and the Parliaments and all of that. You know what I mean? These were amazing musicians, you know what I mean? And then Faith was like, I think from the Ohio Players Ohio album, that was the first time I ever heard poetry put to original music, and I was drawn to that. I just actually bought that track a couple months back. So, you know, we had Ohio Players in there with them. Then I think, so that was kind of like the foundation, You know what I mean? Even with what I do now, it goes back to me, even though I'm the only one that's composing the music, I try to emulate the whole feel of a band. You know what I mean? When I'm doing a drum track, I'm trying to think as a drummer would think. When I'm doing the bass line, I'm trying to think while a bass player would think, a keyboard player. You know what I mean? I guess it's the Gemini in me that allows me to become all of these entities at once. And then even the individual sitting out in the crowd listening to it, you know what I mean? Performing it, connecting with the crowd. You know, there's just so many things that, so many entities that I guess that consume me all at once in the creative process. But like you said, if I had to go back to my influences, I know I was kind of like all over the place, but
those are
pretty much my influences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, like, you know, I'm a diehard Prince fanatic, and the For You album was one of my favorite albums of all time. It's a particular song on there that I like that is called With You. And I just love that song. It's one of my favorites. And
Soft and Wet.
Soft and Wet.
Of course. And then what was that one? I'm just a crazy fool. Remember that one? Lost
in Love.
Yeah. Love, I'm crazy. And he just broke that down with a guitar,
yes,
man.
He broke
it
down.
Like, man,
see, that's
this cat.
The one I want to redo. But, oh my goodness, I can't think of it right now. My mind is like, I've held your hand so many times, but I guess you can say that I've just been a fool. Yeah, With You. With You, that's one of my favorite songs. Yeah, I want to redo that one. You know, keep it acoustical, but I'm going to put it a little bit more soulful and maybe have you in there do some spoken word.
Hey, you ain't said nothing but a word.
We might have to work on that.
I just want to do it, man. I want to do it. Let's make it happen.
That would be our dedication.
You know, I'd love to be able to, to be able to drop some poetry over a Prince tune, man. That would be serious for me. That would be the last thing. You know, I actually got a chance to see him perform live, too. Because you remember he used to do these, he would just show up at places, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And whoever knew they was going to be there, like, hey, Prince is going to be here. Like, what? So he was at...
he was very impromptu.
I was living in L.A. at the time, and he was at the House of Blues, and not the one on Sunset, but there's a one in this other place where people used to go to. It'll come to me. But anyway, he was there. And the crazy thing about it is he just played jazz all night. He didn't sing not one lick. He just played instruments the whole night. And I was just, and everybody was just like, he was just so phenomenal, didn't nobody even care. They were just like, I'm watching Prince. It don't matter what he do. He can come out here with a scrub board and a brush, and you know what I mean? And he was just so deep because he was playing keyboards, and he had his guitar around his neck. He played some guitar, and he played some keyboards, and I was just like, I'm done, man. I'm just, it was amazing, man. It was amazing just to be able to see him, you know what I mean? Just do his thing like that.
You know, I haven't had the opportunity for him to, you know, actually see him do the jazz music, but just being around him with the 1999 and Controversy tour, you know, with my cousin who played with him. I mean, it was just phenomenal. He just, every song, even on the tour that he's done from Controversy to 1999 tour that I kind of went with my cousin throughout with him, he never really did the song the same. It seemed like every concert that I got to go to in different parts of the country, it would be the song, but he would project it a different way almost on every show.
That's
all
amazing.
His songs, Do Me Baby, he didn't sing it the same. I'm like, what? No, he didn't sing it like the record. He did it like this. So that amazed me, and just to be able to play all those instruments. We're really feeling it here in the Twin Cities of his loss here. And so, as you know, next month we will be celebrating his birthday. and your purpose as well. So we're going to have to collaborate and do something. That's something there, June 7th.
I would love to, you know, if I could, I would, you know, we had talked about, you know, you said there's a lot of things going on in Paisley Park, but I would love to be able to perform there one day. You can just kill me after that. You know what I mean? I'd be ready to bounce. I'd be ready to go after that, man. You know what I mean? That would be a milestone for me, for real. That's on my bucket list, you know. But, you know, even just to be in the same city that, you know, that he dwelled in, where, you know, his inspiration came from, and just, I mean, I get it. You know what I mean? I really get it. I've seen everything I could possibly watch on him, you know, even from working on his albums. You know, his engineer was a female. He had a female engineer on his first projects and stuff like that. It was just amazing, man. He was just an amazing cat, you know, and just the antithesis to me of creativity in and of itself, you know, because I had to understand what this thing was that had just consumed me, you know what I mean? It's like I just had to create, I mean, from even it was comic books, graphics, this, that, and the other. So I had to really, like, look into the neurological process of creativity and why I was just so drawn to it and just driven by it. You know what I mean? I exist, you know, because you have the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. And I'm definitely a right hemisphere individual. You know what I mean? I can just... And so once I understood the mechanics of creativity, I just allowed myself to just get lost in it and just try to be, you know, as much involved in that mindset as possible. But being organized, because one of the most important things that they say about creativity is it's important to finish what you start. You know what I mean? Because you can get in the habit of not finishing things. So it's really imperative, if you're a creative individual, to train yourself to finish your projects.
That's right. That's right. Now, I'm just going to read a few things here about you. First of all, though, before I even go into the process of reading about you, you know, we had a discussion with somewhere else not too long ago about poetry and men doing poetry. And you know, some people, they're ignorant, that understand poetry is an art. What made you want to say, I want to do this? I want to do poetry to express myself. Were you feeling a certain kind of way? Like one gentleman I spoke to, he just said he was frustrated. He was in Chicago, and he said that was his outlet of him, you know, putting his life into a better perspective instead of going the wrong way, you know, going off into the negativity, you know, and so that's what kept him on track. So what keeps you on track, and what made you want to do poetry? I know you said your mother and your grandmother that, but I just...
Was at one point, I was writing a lot. I was working with a couple of vocalists. I was writing lyrics and this, that, and the other. And, you know, nothing personal, but, you know, singers can be kind of flaky. You know what I mean? Not all of them. But, you know, singing, you have to be dedicated to that craft. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have to have a certain tenacity about that. You know what I mean? You're going to be there first. And if a lot of singers think that they can just, like, it's going to all come to them overnight, they don't understand it. You got to pay these dues, and, you know, you never know when your opportunity is going to come. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So after dealing with so many singers and writing so many songs, because we actually won a couple competitions with some of the songs and the music that I had did with some vocalists or whatever, they just started, you know, kind of falling off or whatever. And, you know, so I had all of these songs, man, and, you know, I started thinking, you know what, I could do this myself, you know, because I started thinking about, because another one of my influences was Gil Scott-Heron, you know, a friend of mine turned me on to him. And I remember, like, wow, this cat is just kicking poetry over these beautiful original tracks, man, and it's deep. You know, and then, like I said, I always had the Ohio Players song "Faith" in the back of my mind too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was always, it comes back to me being inspired too by women. You know, I was dating a girl at this time, and she's like, you know, Mario, why do you always look at me? You know what I mean? Because I just enjoy mm-hmm. watching a woman be a woman, you know, cooking, whatever, just how she moves and how she just exists within her own uniqueness, you know. And so I wrote this piece called In Silence, you know, and she was just so moved by it that she put it up on the web, because this was like when the web at first got open. And then there was another piece too I did that I wrote, and she put both of those pieces up. She said, Mario, the responses for this is just phenomenal. People are really feeling this, you know. And I'm like, really? So I'm like, you know what, maybe this is where I need to be moving in, you know, instead of mm-hmm. sitting on all these lyrics waiting for a vocalist or whatever, I can bring these to life, you know. So at first it was just me writing, but then I was like, you know what, I'd love to be able to put music to this, you know what I mean, because I was already mm-hmm. kind of doing, you know, original music anyway. So let me think about it. But at that time the web wasn't as fast as it was now, you know what I mean. This was before MP3,
right.
So I had to figure out how to do a WAV file, send it up, and so then, but I was like, you know what, man, I want to start doing original music, and until the web can catch up to what I'm doing. So I started taking piano classes. I took music theory, piano, voice. I did all of these things, you know what I mean, and with the foresight of one day I'm going to have complete control over this whole thing that I'm doing. And so, as you know, as time went on, I was able to apply all these different disciplines that I learned in class, music theory. Just, even though I still play by ear, I understand what notes are, but I can't read. I play mm-hmm. by ear. But then I found out that some of the greatest musicians of our, well, Prince plays by ear. Jimi Hendrix plays
yeah.
by ear. You know what I mean? I mean, like I said, just some of the most phenomenal musicians of our time all play, you know, a lot of them play by ear. When I found out Prince played by ear, I was like, okay, I'm all right then. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. I don't want to interrupt you for one second. We do have a caller that's on the line. Caller, are you with us this evening? I believe the producer said we have a caller on the line. So 612, do you have a question? Okay, so they might just want to be silent and just, you know, listen to the show.
Right,
I'm sorry. I just see when there's a caller on the line, I like to have them, you know, ask a question if they like.
Oh, yeah,
and,
definitely. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm sorry about that. I interrupted you on that. I just think we had a caller, and I wanted to see if they want to ask a question. They're just enjoying the show. So I just want to say, listeners, you're listening out there, we have the one and only Next Level in the house. Next Level surfaced onto the spoken word scene in 1996 with his provocative erotic poetry. Today, when the passion-filled eroticism continues to stimulate and burn on the hearts and the minds of today's women, the Next Level writes and speaks as if each poem was created and designed especially for each woman. I love that. His blend of eroticism is said to be disarming, seductive, arresting, atmospheric, visual, and very intimate. I love that. Yes. And so the Next Level premiere CD, you have a couple CDs out. The union of the words and music, such as Sensual Whispers, was born. Tell us about Sensual Whispers, and we're going to play one of your selections in just a moment. But tell us about mm-hmm. Sensual Whispers.
Well, Sensual Whispers was, you know, kind of like the embodiment of my first vision, because at one point I was pretty much strictly an erotic poet, you know what I mean, still with the emphasis of, you know, appreciation, love, and all of that. But so at that point I just wanted a body of work or in a collection of pieces and music that represented my vision as the next level, and from the perspective of a sensual erotic poet, you know, I like to say really sensual then. So that was basically how Sensual Whispers came about. I think it was like 14 songs. And it kind of told a story. Like Sensual Whispers is actually a poem. And I had some romantic pieces on there. And when I would do my live shows, it was like it was in two parts. The first part was the romantic side. I think I was doing like Escape. There was a couple other pieces, but they were pretty a smile for me. They were all like romantic pieces on the first part of the show. And then the second part of the show, it seemed, what I found is that once women felt comfortable and felt like they weren't being judged, and they just, you know, they could see the respect that I had, when I went into the second part of the show, which was erotic, they were just open. I was like, they were like, good, you know what I mean? And I remember before I did the album, I just did this spoken word thing at this hotel. It was like a party of women, and they literally gave me a standing ovation after I performed and stuff. And I was like, wow, you know what I mean? So that motivated me. That let me know I was going in the right direction. So after that, I just said, I need a body of work, man, that can really, like I said, bring my vision into fruition with the music and the poetry and everything. So that's kind of like how Sensual Whispers came about. And like I said, women played a vital part in me understanding how to deliver my pieces, the music. We're adults. So a friend of mine, a young lady that I was dating at the time, said, Mario, next, I really like the music. I got an idea. Bring the instrumental. Let's make love to the album. So let's see if it really works. I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? So we got the music and it was like, okay, it was really cool, you know what I mean? It just, the intensity, mm-hmm. everything, it seemed like the music just blended into the sensuality, and that allowed me to understand the tempo that I was composing at, the vibe, the instrumentation, well, the synthesizer, the colorization, all of that, you know what I mean, lend itself to that experience of being able to be comfortable and be in a sensual place or erotic place or sexual place. And you know what I mean? So it really helped me, and it confirmed that this is the direction I need to go in. But yeah, we did. I worked on all the tracks, put them together, and she came up with that idea. We did that. And I was like, okay, I can put it out now. We got confirmation.
Okay, well, we have another caller on the line. The caller, if you could just for a moment, do you have any questions? I mean, if you want to ask a question, then just take the phone off the mute. We have the one and only Next Level in the house on WAMRDB this evening, meeting in the ladies' room. Do you have a question, caller?
Actually, no, I'm just kind of listening to the show. This is Lyric. Hello?
And who am I speaking with? Who's online tonight?
This is Lyric.
What's
up, Lyric?
On the line. Lyric, where are you calling from?
South Carolina.
South Carolina. We have South Carolina in the house this evening. Yes, indeed.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very familiar with Mr. Next Level's work, and I mean, he always amazes me. Always amazes me. So.
We know Lyric is
here. I ain't said nothing. I ain't saying a word, Lyric. I ain't saying nothing. I just ain't nobody asked me nothing. I've been on this phone all this time. Ain't nobody mentioned my name but one time.
I did.
Ain't nobody said how the weather. Well, how the weather in Atlanta? None of that. Ain't nobody mentioned shit.
What's happening?
Not nothing. It is some
fuckery
going on.
Producer. Wait a minute.
I heard you say that. Yeah, we got, and y'all kept on talking. It's some fuckery. What did Marlene say? What did Marlene say? It's some flip flap. What Marlene said?
You know what?
What's going on around here, boy? I'm trying to tell you, boy. We're turning out everybody around this joint. I just wanted to mention the fact that Lyric is a bad sister. Lyric is smoking. Lyric, when we were on 1420 that one night, she came in and blew it up. You know, she just asked these men, do I got something stamped on my head? Remember that one you did? Do I got something stamped on my head? These married men keep on approaching me. She was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You married, ain't
yeah,
it's all good.
That's right. You must be across my forehead, I'm telling you.
Y'all crazy.
Oh,
so now, Liz, are you you're a performer? Or are you you just spoken word? Or
is she
a performer?
Is she a performer?
Well, I imagine what the name of Lyric.
It's a little bit deeper than that.
Songstress.
Yeah,
well, we
were
at
poetic songstress, artist. You name it. I mean, she's an amazing entity. Lyric played. You know.
So now she's your entity now, right? God damn.
Yeah, absolutely. To see, Lyric was before, you know, I used to have a show a long time ago. See, I did Blog Talk years when Blog Talk first came out. I used to actually have a show called Sensual Whispers that I did every Monday night religiously for 4 years. What Lyric was it? From like 9 to 11 or something like that. 2 hour show. And Lyric was like one of my faithful listeners. And
That's funny.
And but not only that though, her delivery, man, her writing skills were amazing. And I think Lyric, you were saying that was the first show that you kind of felt comfortable to be able to kind of do kind of like an erotic piece because you had them, but you just kind of like kept them under wraps. But she was just like really inspirational, you know what I mean? She kind of lift my spirits when she would come to the show, and it was a big deal. You know, I never even had a co-host. I didn't even realize that I was supposed to have one. You know, I just did the show for 2 hours. People would come in, but Lyric was always really, really special to me. You know, we had a real strong connect. We have a real strong connection. And she's just an amazing woman. And there were some times when she had to impart wisdom on me because I was having a moment, and she said something so profound about anger and allowing other people to control it that it just really changed my perspective on some things and a couple other things too. So yeah, she has definitely been instrumental in my elevation. And she's another reason why I can validate why I write and appreciate women the way I do, because I have women like her in my life, even Karima, because Karima is like the next little, she's like one of my biggest cheerleaders. We have our moments or whatever, but Karima got my back, man. You know what I mean?
Yes,
she'll
she
put me out there,
wait,
man.
Where did I come in at this? All right.
We're going to play one of the songs right now in just a moment, and then we're going to go to our station break to pay the bills. I think since we're talking all sensual and that, which one you want to come on with, Dance to You or Seduction?
Well, Jazz for You is kind of like, nobody's never heard that. I want to give a shout out to my man Quasi Bless for sitting down with me, helping me. Yeah, let's check it out.
All right, it's here on Ladies in Meeting in the Ladies Room on WAMRDB. This Next Level's own Jazz to You. Well, that was the one and only Next Level with Jazz to You. Man, I'm feeling that.
That
was fire. I love that
one.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Somehow or another, that turned out erotic. you know, it's kind of got erotic no, I ain't gonna say right. I'm gonna say sensual undertones. You know, the whole idea. I guess, I'm sorry.
Excuse me. I was trying to be quiet.
That's
in time.
In case you didn't know, that's Miss Karina in the house.
Time. Anytime he come up here to Atlanta, I can get anything I want. All I do is get him dressed. He walk in there. I was like, Mario, we need this place right here. They be like, okay, can I just, okay. I just had to tell Mario. And then when he leave, I said, Mario told me to tell you, give me the keys. Give me the keys. Okay. He was like, what's up, love? They be like, oh. I'm like, what in the world? you know I'm telling the truth.
It's that
I'm
like, boy, girl.
I be like, mama. I said, mama. She said, what he be doing to that girl? I said, mama, I don't know. I said, I ain't impressed. I said, he be laying on the couch and stuff. That's all I see when he come here. Everything they say, they be like, they just be falling out. Hey, this is a church girl. Y'all think I'm playing? She was dancing in the street. I said, what did you say to her? He said, I just said, hey, love. And he was like, oh, praise the Lord. Anyway.
Dang, got it going on right there.
Wait a minute. The video. Mario, the video. Talk about the video. The video was smoking. His brother was on
the
A-train. I'm talking about the man. Oh, my God. Really?
And I lost the video. I don't know where it is. But, well, the video, basically, if you, DeMonica, you know jazz. So a lot of what I'm talking about are jazz titles. Like sometimes I get on the A train is a Duke Ellington song. Sometimes I get on the A train and Come See About You. That's a jazz. That's another title because my mood swings so indigo. Mood indigo. Those are all, you know, Duke Ellington songs or Duke jazz
Ellington
songs. My mood swings so indigo. I have to get on the A train and Come See About You. Come See About You is another title. You know, My Satin Doll laying on. There's just a lot of things. But in the video, what I wanted to do is just visually take these things, my lyrics, and bring them to life through imagery. Like when I say soaring like birds, I'm actually talking about bird. You know what
bird,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like
Birdland.
I mean, the sax player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From miles and miles. I'm talking about Miles Davis because you actually see
Davis.
An image of Miles in the video. You know
in
what
the
I mean?
Video,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty, I don't know what happened to the video, man. I can't find it. You know, it's crazy. But, yeah, it was pretty symbolic, man, of jazz. But to me, when we sat down and came up with the concept, you know, I came up with the title. I don't know what we were talking about, and I was like, well, what if we did a jazz? I did a lyrical jazz thing, and I kind of saw jazz as this feminine entity. And he said, well, what would you call it? And I said, I want to make jazz to you. And he's like, oh! And so we just, from there, it was like, you know, it was wide open, man. We just sat down and started discussing the lyrics. He was throwing ideas to me, and I was throwing ideas, and it just happened, you know what I mean? And I hadn't heard the song in a while. He did some changes to the music, but when I heard it was like we had just done it, you know what I mean? And it's definitely, I got to find that video, because that video, to me, that's like probably one of my best videos, you know what I mean? Like you said, jumping on the A train, and I did a lot of stuff on the green screen because, you know, I went to school for graphic design, video editing, and this, that, and the other. So this was kind of like my masterpiece of all masterpieces, you know what I mean?
It's a perfect mix of your voice and the sound, you know, the jazz
Thank
sound.
You.
I think it's a really, really perfect mix. I've heard a lot of your music, and they all tend to have some certain type of flavor where when you hear it, it's like, oh, that's next level right there, you know.
Right,
but this
right, right.
one is different, and it flows mm-hmm. so well with just the tone of your voice, the flow of your voice, mm-hmm. and I think that's what really brings that magic to it, you know, along with the lyrics, of course, but, you know.
Yeah. I went to another place, man, because I'm really a big smooth jazz fan. You know, I listen to that all the time. And, you know, smooth jazz is kind of like because I noticed that, you know, smooth jazz is kind of like timeless. So I studied it. A lot of my chord progressions, I had a guy that had a master's degree in music. He used to sing with Blue Magic, as a matter of fact. And we had hooked up, and he listened to my stuff. He said, man, you playing jazz. Did you know that? Your chord progression, that's all jazz. I said, nah, man, I play by ear. I'm just playing what comes to me. He said, well, it's jazz. I'm just letting you know. So, yeah, so this was an opportunity to just lay it all out there, man, and just, you know, and like I said, Kwesi Bless, he put together the track. Like I said, we had another track prior to that, and we had kind of lost touch with each other, and we came back up. He was like, man, look, you know what, I redid the music to I Want to Make Jazz to you, man. You want to hear it? I was like, okay, let me check it out. So what you hear is the original, the vocal delivery was from the first song, but I guess he had a chance to live with it, and he just built the music around what I was doing, and it fit perfectly. Like, I don't even mm-hmm. remember what the first song sounded like anymore, because, like you said, this just fit so perfectly, and it just took me to a whole nother place when I listened to it. For a minute, it was hard for me to even listen. It was hard for me to memorize the lyrics, because the music was just so cold to me. You know what I mean? I had to get past what he was doing as a musician before I could just sit down and remember what I had said.
We're playing another one coming up right now, too. Once again, listeners, we have Next Level on the line, and this is Seduction.
Ever so gently, again and again, in every place you can imagine, tingling, tantalizing, kiss drops rain down on your body nonstop, causing inhibitions to disappear and eyes to close, leaving your senses completely exposed to the onslaught of my seduction. Thank you.
My fingertips glide across your skin like gazelle riding across the wind. My actions I repeat until your body is moving to the beat of my every touch. I can tell that you're ready for the final finale, to surrender to me and to my seduction.
Men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine.
Uh-huh.
I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hold up. Let's go, go, go.
It is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect and bow down. We own ya, we own ya, we only get you started now, cause we own ya. You gotta think they know me now, cause we own ya. You and I my homies now, cause we own ya.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over. I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's going on forever?
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
The revolution will be live.
WAMRDB, the women's station, the new look and feel of radio.
Yes, welcome back, listeners. Welcome back. We have the one and only Next Level in the house tonight. Man, I'm just feeling all this. Man, we have all the jazz, seduction. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. It's getting hot up in here tonight.
You know what, too? I have to give another shout-out to my man, Kwesi, because he actually has... So we're supposed to be performing together, but he always has an excuse why he don't want to go on stage or whatever. But anyway, I was working on Seduction, and he was like, "What's that?" I was like, "Well, it's a piece called Seduction." He said, "Man, I got an idea." So he kind of sat down and played some keys while I was actually dropping the lyrics. So he actually played keyboard on it, you know, like the solo stuff on there, man.
That's really very nice.
Yeah, just on what I was saying. He had never heard the piece before, so I just kind of recited it live to the music, and he just did his thing, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really nice. I'm loving that. That jazz thing,
well,
I know Debbie was going to listen in tonight. Debbie Duncan, listeners. She's a jazz vocalist throughout the United States here, and she would really be feeling that that jazz one. I can't wait to, you know, get with her for her to hear jazz to you. Like I said, I like the way the melodic is playing, the melody, the formation of the music, and the way that you did your vocals and your presentation on the song was, man, it's hot. Man, that's hot. I'm telling you.
I mean, you know, it was jazz, man, so I had to represent. I'm a big, you know, I like all the new cats that are out, but, you know, I'm a real big Duke Ellington fan, you know, and I just kind of like wanted to fall back into that era and just really represent, man, you know, from a lot of different, like I said, I just let the vibe just take me, man. I'm just glad that everybody likes it. And you know, like with the seduction piece, I just want to say that I just think it's imperative, you know, like all today's music is kind of like, you know, ain't nobody really trying to romance or foreplay or anything. Like they just kind of turn around, bend over, and you know what I mean? It's like,
right,
just straight to the point without really understanding the art of seduction, the art of just being able to share that moment with a woman and just be and absorb her sensuality and her femininity. And just be taken to a whole nother level. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, indeed. And listeners, just in case you didn't know, once again, we have Next Level in the house. He's also the VP, in case y'all didn't know, of WAMRDD. That's right. With the station itself. This man, he does a lot of things. He has a lot of multiple talents. Gemini, that's right. Gemini in the house.
Absolutely.
Birthday, same day as Prince. I just want to let the listeners know that they can download our app, the WAMRDB app, on TuneIn. So to listen to our shows tonight and previous shows, download the app. That's right, TuneIn. It's a free app, WAMRDB, on the TuneIn app. I'll take it back over to Mr. Next Level in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you got a website, don't you, that people can download if they're listening to the show, Mario? You got something going on with your website, right?
Yes, yes, I do. I'm glad you mentioned that, Miss Karima.
She, well, I was
Karima
to say
keeps
that
the show.
Again,
tonight.
She's on it.
Tonight, I got, the website is called backtointimacy.com. And if you go to there and you click on the music link, there are two free songs that you could download tonight. One of them is my theme song, The Next Level. The other one, like I was kind of doing, I got so much going on right now. There's two songs on there, though. And then also, if you go down there to the link, you'll see my picture, a little small picture of me. And you can click on that link, and that'll take you to the Amazon site where I have my album, Back to Intimacy. And I think it's like 12 songs there. You can download them individually. You can download the whole album. But tonight, I got two free tracks that have never been, like, The Next Level. This is the first time this has been heard. So I'm putting that out there. And then, like I said, the second track, too. I'm taking them down after the night. So, you know, if y'all want to get them, go ahead on and get them and enjoy them.
That's right. Now, announce the site again, the website again, and spell it out.
Oh, the site is called backtointimacy.com. And once you get it, you type in backtointimacy.com. You know, I'll come up on the site. That's the first page. Click on the link that says music. There's a music link. Click on that, and you get a chance to you'll see the two songs down there. You can play them and then download them right into your system. And I also got a performance page, videos. So you can click on that and see two of the performances I did in Atlanta, Back to Intimacy and I'm Feeling You.
Okay. Now, when are you going to be performing live again? Do you have any upcoming dates?
Right now, everything is kind of like up in the air. I've been preparing because I want to have the next level theme song ready to go. I want that to be my show opener. So I'm kind of working on that, getting that memorized, and you know me, I'm just ready for the moment of impact. When I get the call, I pack up the car and I'm there. You know.
Right. Now, you have another selection here, this song here called You're Beautiful, and explain to the ladies and the listeners as well, because it's not just ladies. We have male listeners as well, what You're Beautiful is about.
That came to me, that song came to me in a dream, to be honest with you. But the music came to me in a dream. I was laying, I just woke up and the music was there. But You're Beautiful is really about just saying thank you for the everyday tasks that a woman does as a mother, as a friend, as a teacher, as a this, as a that, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we just see you guys do this on a day-to-day, on a day-to-day thing, and we don't realize that this is hard work. You know, not taking anything, not saying that y'all don't love it, but it's hard work being a mother or a wife and all this stuff. And y'all do it on a voluntary basis because y'all can get in the car and never come back. And I know it's some times where, you know, y'all do get tired and be like, man, I should get in this car and don't come back. You know what I mean? But y'all always do come back. So, and I just wanted to say that, you know, because I make it a point to, you know, to tell my girl or whatever, hey, you know, you're beautiful. You know, so I just wanted to kind of put it out there. Hey, look, if no one's told you that you're beautiful today, then let me be the first one to say you're beautiful. And then I just go into all the reasons why I feel like that.
That is nice. We're going to be playing that selection in just a few. And, yeah, here we go. This is Next Level with You're Beautiful on WAMRDD Meeting in the Ladies' Room. I'm Dee Fly. We'll sit back and listen.
Calgon, please whisk her away to a bed of soft clouds where her soul can lay. She's tired and in need of rest. I wish I could lay her head softly on my chest. Relieve her of her tension and stress. Take off her shoes and rub her tired feet. But she's too busy putting the whole world before her. Finishing one thing just in time to start another. Her shoulders are wound tight. Her neck stiff as an oak tree. But I appreciate what you do on any given day. So I wrote this piece just to say.
Thank you.
speak of your beauty. I'm just not speaking of your outer beauty, but your inner beauty as well. You see, long after the outer beauty fades, inner beauty continues to radiate. Seems like sometimes the end is nowhere in sight, yet you continue to keep going and going. The last to bed, the first to rise. I don't know how you do it. I get exhausted just watching you. I appreciate what you do on any given day. And I wrote this piece just to say.
That's right. We're back with one and only Mario Coleman with Next Level. Man, every song that I've heard, I love. I absolutely love. So we're going to announce this one more time, his site. You want to get tonight only, Mr. Coleman stated here. Next Level.
www.backtointimacy.com.
And name the song, the title of your song tonight.
Is the one that you opened up the show with. It's called The Next Level. The other one, I think it might be like one of my newer tracks. For some reason, I can't remember, but it's two songs. I definitely know it's two songs, but one is called The Next Level. And like I said, they're not on my album, so definitely check them out. And if you like them, download them, man. It's yours for the night. And because tomorrow they ain't going to be there. I'm telling you now. So, you know, but I just wanted to do something for the listeners, the people listening in that, you know, kind of feeling what we're talking about and what I'm doing, because I really want to just kind of get out there. I appreciate the opportunity to get as much exposure as possible and just let people know about, you know, what I do and how serious I am about it and just how driven I am, because I really believe that, you know, there needs to be more of a meaningful dialogue out there between, you know, men and women. We're all we got, so we need to understand how to communicate with each other on deeper levels. Not saying that everybody's like that, but you know, I just think that there's a need that, and like I've always said, you know, I know there's brothers that feel the same way I do. They may not be able to articulate to the degree that their feelings or their thoughts to the degree that I can, but, you know, let me be the mouthpiece. Hey, you know what I mean? I'll do all the heavy lifting and you guys can benefit from it. It's all good.
Right. So they can play a little bit of seduction in the background. You know, they may not, like you said, articulate it, but once they put that on, you already know what's about to happen with that.
Hey. Like I said, if I could help a brother out in any way or a sister, you know what I mean, and just bring them together, because, you know, even in the songs, I just try to talk about the art of foreplay, the art of seduction, the art of appreciating each other's bodies and just exploring each other, taking your time and just really enjoying the moment that's happening within that whole experience, you know.
Right. Yes, indeed. I want to give a shout out once again. We got to give a shout out to our producer who's working hard this evening. She's ready to choke me right now. And that's Karima, our producer who's working hard. I'm just a producer / comedian. Karima, because she's been working hard. We also got to give a shout out to our team here,
That's Miss Marlene Dial. Dr. Elvoni, Ebony or Elvoni Hornbuckle. I want to make sure I enunciate that correctly. Angie B, thank you so much. And one and only Mr. Next Level in the house.
What's up?
We're working hard here at WAMRDB. And listeners, we're trying to put something together that's going to be coming up real soon. Hopefully, by the end of this summer, we'll have a really nice show, a huge show, a concert at the park we're going to be working on with a little bit of spoken word, some of that jazz that you're going to be doing, make jazz to you, Mr. Next Level.
Absolutely.
And I'm also working hard to have you come up here to the Twin Cities because, man, I'm feeling what you're doing, brother. I'm loving it. I really am. I'm loving it.
Man,
yeah,
I can't. We can't live up.
There.
We can't leave. Excuse me for a second, y'all. We got to give a shout out to Mr. Ronnie Bird. We work the ink and the cane out of our men at WMRDB. They be.
Yeah, he's working hard too. I got to give a shout out to my boy.
He worked hard.
You got me in trouble last week. Oh, Mario, my goodness. We had a crazy show last week with, you know, my girl. Jana's listening. I know Jana's listening. Oh, we had Miss Jana Blackwell in the house last week, and I'm telling you, it was a phenomenal show as well. I mean, the show is just getting greater and greater. I'm just loving it. And somehow we got to talk about gentlemen. I know what it was. We were talking about us touring overseas. And then Kareem going to bust me out. Well, you know, Mr. Ron is not going to let you go that easy to go over there. And he heard it too. He's like,
I said, we were talking about Italy. We were talking about they love the men from Italy, love them chocolate women. Yes, Lord, man. But real talk. We just got, you know, it's so funny. I just want to mention this just for a second. The thing about what we do is it's unnatural. You know what I mean? People can't understand, and I had to bring up a definition to some dumb people that felt, you know, I always say this, and I hope people don't say this, take this the wrong way, but I'm just saying, wait a minute, we had to talk to Marlene, and she's also our legal person, but you know what, when shit hit the fan, when you got to pull the white woman off the goddamn back, and here she come, boy, she kicked the man's manhood in his chest. Thing. I mean, he probably can't stand his damn so he out there beating fuck people. They're talking about it's some fuckery going around up in this one. What you call it? Flip, flap, fluck. Anyway, that's another story. We definitely want to give you all an idea that we do have a corporate structure in a sense.
Yes, we
and,
do.
You know, but I just, we do. But it's fun and it's time to be serious. You know, it's a real thing.
But honestly, with our shows, though, now, what I have to say, and I have to reiterate that, it's not just a regular radio show. Our show is a little bit of impromptu, a little comedy, because with everything that's going on in the world today, people are losing their damn mind. You know, every time you turn the news on, it's something negative. And what I'm feeling and loving about WANRDB, we talk about the serious things, you know, but we also have fun with it to make you laugh, you know, to make you forget. Like, you may have had a bad day today, but you done turn on WAMRDB, listen to the show tonight. You done listen to Make a Jazz to you. Then you done listen to Seduction. You like, wait a minute, I'm getting ready to get busy tonight. You know, I'm just saying. Put it out there. That's when them songs you can group
either
to,
with somebody,
you know,
or by yourself.
Or by yourself if you have to. But but tonight's going to be a little excessive. So, but anyway. I got a cue. I'm ready to go when he comes home in the door tonight. But no, seriously, though. But, you know, that's the one thing I like about the show, because it's, you know, honestly, you know, we have enough stress that's going on in our everyday lives. And so I just like the listeners to listen and understand that, yeah, there is a format to the show, but we also just do.
Yeah, we work hard on it.
It may seem like
we're just throwing it together, but we really work hard on our show, our concepts. I mean, you know what I mean? We're talking to each other via text all the time. You know, it definitely flows, but we're definitely in communication with each other and making sure that everything runs smoothly. I got a text from Kareem. Are you going to talk or are you going to play some music? What are you going to do? I'm like, all right, play some music. You know?
But yeah,
you
so
know, so we
got
to keep the flow going.
Thank
you know
you,
me.
Lyric, for
yeah.
coming on tonight. Yeah.
Oh,
Lyric.
Yeah, definitely.
But when she's from South Carolina. Yeah, we're going to have to get her on the show. Lyric. Yes, I'm going to get your number from Mario, too. Thank you for coming on the show this evening. And also whoever.
Yeah, you
got to
have
Lyric
on the show.
Thank you so much. And what time is it? It's about time to wrap it up, unfortunately. We didn't have such a good time. I mean, that time just flies so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Mario, you want to close the show? I just want to thank the listeners once again for listening and tuning in to WAMRBB, Meeting in the Ladies' Room. We got Next Level in the house. Next Level, you want to send a shout out tonight before we go?
I just want to send a shout out to everybody that's listening, you know what I mean? And hopefully they enjoy what we're talking about. And if there's some sisters out there that's kind of, you know, feeling some kind of way, hopefully. They've been uplifted by, you know, some of the pieces that they heard tonight. And they'll continue to tune in because, you know, this is a woman's station. And, you know, we're all about uplifting our women, putting them out there as far as their talents
yeah.
and their abilities. And we're just going to continue to do that. And anything that I can do from a male perspective to, you know, put a little spot, you know, add a little bit to that, I definitely will do that. So, yeah, big shout out to all those listening, and I just hope you continue to tune in.
And for listeners also as well, how else can they reach you besides the www.backtointimacy.com? Do you have a Facebook page or spell your information
yeah,
out
Mario
so they want to
Coleman.
Book you in that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You can hit me up on Facebook, Mario Coleman at facebook.com. And, yeah, drop me a note or whatever. See, and let's get it happening. I'm ready to get out there. So I got a show prepared. I got lights. I got mics. I'm pretty much self-contained. All you got to do is have some electricity, and we'll be good to go. And a decent
That's
spot.
Right.
Now, I don't want to be, you know what I mean, moving around. I don't want to be dodging roaches while I'm performing or anything like that. You know, you got somewhere nice, and you got electricity. Let's make it happen.
That's right. Now, I just want to say, once again, on behalf of WAMRTV, Meeting in the Ladies' Room, my name is Dee Fly. With our producer, Karima, in the house this evening, we thank you. Peace and love. Karima, you have a last-minute shout-out you going to say? Or you want to be quiet
just
now?
Wanna wish, just want to wish everybody, all the mothers, a happy Mother's Day. Just knowing
happy belated
that
Mother's Day. Yeah.
Happy belated Mother's Day. And that's it. You know, we're blessed. And for all my sisters
yeah.
and brothers who are about to come into Ramadan Mubarak, let's get it, y'all.
Let's get it, y'all.
Let's pray. Let's give God some praise these 30 days. So that's where I'm at for.
That you're right. Now, one thing to say, that's one limited thing I have to say before we close up. Oh, my goodness, this doggone thing is killing me over here. There's always something to suggest that you'll never be who you want it to be. Your choice is to take it or keep on moving. So you better take it. On behalf of WAMRBB, Meet in the Ladies' Room, my name is Dee Fly. Have a good evening, peace and love. See you next Tuesday.
Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Love and Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
To go, are you ready to the next level? Are you ready to go, to the next level? Tell me, are you ready to go?
Just know you and I could be so much greater. First of all, I'm not gonna assume I know everything about you, try to manipulate or control you. I'm gonna ask questions. More importantly, I'm gonna listen to the answers. I want you to be my guide along the path of understanding of who you are. Who knows you better than you? I'll study you. Memorize you. What makes you smile? What makes you feel good? I'll be who relaxes you. Enough talking. I can show you better than I can tell you.
Are you ready to go?
Looking feel of radio.